With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is asking Congress for long-delayed action to reform the immigration system after the federal government's pandemic-era Title 42 expired last week. A wave of immigrants seeking to enter the U.S. at its border with Mexico preceded the transition from Title 42 to a new Biden policy. More than 10,000 people a day were apprehended seeking to cross the border during the weeks leading to Title 42's expiration, and detention facilities have reached their capacities. The new Biden administration rule presumes those entering the U.S. illegally are ineligible for asylum unless they can demonstrate an exception to the rule or rebut the presumption. Under U.S. law, individuals seeking to enter the country may be eligible for asylum if they have a credible fear of persecution or torture in their homeland. Award-winning CCM trio Point of Grace hopes their first full-length album in 5 years will remind hurting people of gospel truth and the importance of the church. The record, titled Turn Your Eyes, is an eclectic collection of modern worship songs and classic Christian hymns. Released on April 28th, the record debuted in the top 10 on Billboard's Top Christian Gospel Albums chart.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Is your church struggling to get members to share their faith? In the Baptist Press Toolbox, Tom Rainer offers a number of suggestions. Here's a few of them. First, outreach can be seen as an end instead of a means. As a consequence, he writes, some will be a part of an outreach ministry as a sense of legalistic obligation. Most church members, especially millennials, refuse to participate in something unless they know the why behind it. He says most outreach programs are not addressed in front-end membership classes. The best time to help shape expectations and responsibilities of members is when they first become a part of the church. Third, he says many outreach programs do not feel natural. Rainer says he knows it's cliched, but the best way to share your faith is by the overflow of our love for Christ. He says the best outreach ministry should teach us how to channel the overflow of our love for Jesus. You can read his full list in the Baptist Press Toolbox at baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.